The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for April 2nd of 2026. Let's conclude this week by explaining how so-called moderate Democrats helped lead us towards fascism posed as populism. On this week's show, I had an insightful discussion with progressive Democratic candidate Kyle Blomquist, who's running for Michigan's first congressional seat that's currently being held by MAGA Republican Congressman Louisiana Jack Bergman in the UP and parts of the northern lower peninsula like Traverse City. And Mr. Blomquist talked about how early on in his life, he really wasn't a Democrat since he identified as Republican. However, once he went to school and got his degree, his viewpoints changed, but they changed in a way that he not only realized where Republicans were way to the right of his thinking, but he also realized that corporate, mainstream, establishment Democrats were too far to the right as well. And as Kyle Blomquist says, he realized that our political system is set up in such a way to ensure that real, tangible change that benefits the working class rarely is ever achieved.
And I started to evaluate my beliefs. I realized that the people standing to my right were not the Republican mainstream. For the most part, they were the Democratic Party mainstream. And what that did was it fostered in me a great distrust of the two-party system and the way that it's used as a wedge to divide the American working class. And so I wasn't running to pick up like a Democratic Party moniker. I identify like most Americans identify as independents who happen to vote alongside one party or the other, usually based on some kind of defensive posture. But I want to give my neighbor something to vote for, not against. And I think that that's something that's been lacking, especially in areas like ours.
Kyle Blomquist is correct. And you can hear the rest of our interview on this week's edition of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Now, Kyle's correct in analyzing how so-called moderate Democrats have a strategy in saying, well, hey, that guy really sucks and only wants to move further and further to the right. Vote for me and we'll only creep slowly to the right. We'll move to the right, but, you know, at a slower pace. How has that strategy worked out for everyone? I'll tell you what, it doesn't seem like it worked out too damn well, considering the millions of people taking to the streets during last week's No Kings protest. Let's take immigration, for instance. Rather than continuing the fight for undocumented people, you know, the ones who want to better their lives in America, and the ones who work to contribute to our society, who pay taxes, establishment corporate Democrats were told by their Epstein-class consultants to play it safe and to sell out working-class immigrants. It's such a cynical move. So then we get the Laken Riley Act, which granted authorities the right to detain people for an indefinite amount of time if they had committed some small crime that's on their record even from years ago. Even worse, they could get locked up for an indefinite amount of time if they were just accused of doing a crime. Some 12 Democrats voted for the bill in the Senate, including Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin and Gary Peters. And Kristen McDonald Rivett was one of 46 Democrats in the House who voted for the bill. So I have to ask you, did passing that bill please and assuage the fascistic fervor of the Trump regime and MAGA Republicans against undocumented citizens? No. Did voting for the Laken Riley Act prove that all the regime and MAGA Republicans really wanted was to deport undocumented violent criminals? No. Did voting for that bill ensure MAGA Republicans and the Trump regime wouldn't flood billions of dollars into the ICE Gestapo so that ICE agents could terrorize American neighborhoods, disappear undocumented citizens, many of them who were here legally, to gulags in El Salvador and beat and brutalize and kill some undocumented citizens and even American citizens who got in their way? No. Did voting for that bill or making campaign ads saying that you'd close the border prevent the Trump regime from trying to end birthright citizenship? Well, I mean, it's being heard by the MAGA majority in the Supreme Court, and while the regime's bid might fall short, that there was even a hearing in the Supreme Court is amazing to begin with. Democrats who say that you must be mainstream and moderate in order to win elections, yeah, they're the ones who are used to losing. And you know what? Maybe that's the point, because the more they lose, the more fundraising they get by telling people how much the other guy sucks. But when it comes to election time and you're not presenting a different path forward, well, we creep further and further to the right. And then these same establishment corporate Democrats suddenly look around and have the gall to ask, well, how the hell did that happen? Even worse, They get even more defensive when progressives with real solutions and bold stances take on their failed orthodoxy, to the point that they treat progressives as the real threat to society rather than the authoritarianism that's reigning on the working class by the Trump regime. It is quite amazing. Establishment Democrats are more concerned about holding on to power than saving the working class, and even more, saving this country. Leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on the socials, subscribe to the show on the YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review on Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Please visit us on patreon.com/leftoflansing and consider a small donation to the show. Take the battle to them.